it wasn't a scientific survey, and we're not pretending that it was. What the survey involved was 3 months snapshot of the performance of various councils, we recorded the percentage of potholes that were reported via the site that were marked as fixed. Now, the difference between being marked as fixed and being fixed is that, of course, the either people who report the potholes or the councils themselves who have repaired them need to go back to the website and tick those potholes as fixed. So we're not saying that those counties that didn't score very highly didn't fix the potholes. They just didn't tell us that they did.
Do you have an agreement with many councils across Beds, Hearts and Bucks to do just that, to make sure they do update the website?
Well, they get an email notification when somebody reports a pothole via fillthathole.org.uk. And it's then up to them. Obviously, the onus is on them to repair any hazard that they're notified of as quickly as possible. There's no formal agreement at all. There are other pothole reporting systems out there, and councils have their own pothole reporting systems. But as I say, they do get an email when someone reports a pothole. So we see it as we're kind of being the eyes and ears of the council on the road by encouraging people to report these local hazards on their streets.
Alex, stay with us, because Councillor Dave Taylor also joins us, portfolio holder for transport at Luton Council. You've come out very well on this, Councillor Taylor. You must be pretty overjoyed this morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, it's good to come on the radio with a good news story rather than complaints all the time.
And do you get a lot of complaints about potholes?
Not about potholes, because we're pretty good at filling the potholes in, as you described. And we've filled in almost 5,000 this year already.
Were you listening potentially to our reporter Gareth Lloyd, who was out in one street in Luton, where he counted 22 that are still there? I wonder how accurate you feel this survey and indeed your filling in of potholes might be.
Well, we've got the evidence, the statistics and the facts that we've filled in almost 5,000 this year.
How do you choose which ones to fill in? Because we have a listener, which is where we sent Gareth, in Tomlinson Avenue, which is a street that for some time has been pretty much filled with potholes up and down. We heard Gareth's report earlier on. How do you prioritise?
We look at the depths of the potholes, and then we'll fill them in. If it's a serious problem with the road, then we'll fill them in temporarily. And then we will probably resurface the whole of the road completely.
It'll be great if you were able to humour us to head to Tomlinson Avenue, because our reporter, you'll hear in the first hour of the programme, that he can actually lie down in one of these in these potholes. But, I mean, they are a pain and they are annoying, but I suppose on your priority list, we'd probably be alarmed if they were right at the very top of every issue that Luton Borough Council has. How much, though, for those people who do get angry about this, does a pothole cost to fill in?